Whether it's in Wisconsin or another state, the problem for those who need organ transplants is the same. Demand exceeds supply. The Institute of Medicine recently considered whether financial incentives would increase organ donation from deceased donors. There's no hard data showing it would work, and the conclusion of doctors and ethicists was that donations motivated by altruism might go down. There's also concern that linking organs and money would adversely affect the poor. Tim Olson is a spokesman for the Wisconsin Donor Network. He says their organization agrees that direct cash payments or even paying for the donor's funeral expenses could be considered unseemly.
One of the problems with it is that there's concern that that could commodify the human body, that there's a loss of dignity with death and with organ donation itself.
The Institute of Medicine also rejects what's called mandated choice. People would have to decide whether to give organs or not. The report says instead it's better to continue with current initiatives like voluntary notification on driver's licenses. State transportation records show nearly half Wisconsin motorists have indicated they're willing to donate their organs to someone who needs them. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.